Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight is a phenomenal 24-year-old man who grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and earned a history degree from Hillsdale College. He's the only three-time winner of the Edward Everett Prize in Oratory in Hillsdale's history and believes that Hillsdale transforms young people's lives. Today, he is an Institutional Advancement Associate at Hillsdale College. His name, Dan Bernfeeden. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with Dan Burfein, a most extraordinary, phenomenal 24-year-old young man. Dan, welcome. An honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack. It's an honor to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad?
Well, I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, in the Twin Cities. My parents grew up in hardworking Midwestern families and taught my sister and I to work hard to save our resources. And they, not so much in their words, but by their example, and put us in an environment where we had many opportunities to flourish, many opportunities to get to know other people and other examples, other role models, in a neighborhood where which is very unusual today, in the city itself, where people had community and fellowship together, and with hardworking families that stayed together. And that set an example for me in faith, in life, and in what it means to do what is good.
What did your dad do and what did your mom do, Dan?
My dad was an engineer for Honeywell. And my mom worked in the food service industry for a number of years and now works at a medical clinic in the Twin Cities.
What's the biggest thing your mom taught you and what's the biggest thing your dad taught you?
Well, my mom had a big influence on my life and was one of those who reminded me to keep going no matter what the situation. Reminded me that life is hard. And there are things that are always going to get in the way, but you have to keep going, and you have to keep picking yourself up. And taught me by example, by the time that she spent in church, to rely upon God for all things. My dad taught me to love others, to care for them, to go out of my way to help them, to be interested in them. And also taught me, not so much by the words that he used, but by his actions, to work hard and to not let life get himself down.
How was it, you graduate high school from St. Paul, Minnesota, and you find this little school in the central part of the south part of the Palm, in the middle of nowhere, Hillsdale College? Why did you ever select Hillsdale College?
Well, Jack, I never would have expected that I would be living in Michigan, for one thing. Wouldn't have picked that in the out of all the possibilities there were. But I was looking at a lot of conservative Christian schools around the country. They were all liberal arts colleges, and they all told me about the same thing. They said, we're going to give you small class sizes, close personal attention. We're going to teach you to think. But nobody really told me what the purpose of an education is. Why should I be going to college in the first place? Except when I visited Hillsdale. Hillsdale was the only school that told me that a liberal arts education is one that teaches you to know and love what is good, where you study the greatest thinkers of our Western civilization, where you learn to know what it means to be a created human being. And I didn't quite understand all of that at the time, but I was interested. It was the only place that gave me that opportunity. And then I was also impressed that the college was willing to back up what it said with a refusal to take any federal or state funding. To me, that said that this college stood behind its mission and its principles, whereas so many others were willing to give in to the current trends of the day. Hillsdale said there is truth that exists and we need to pursue it.
In preparation for the show, I heard you once say that you went to Hillsdale to become a human being. Dan Burfein, what do you mean by that?
Well, that idea points to the fact that we as human beings were created to be good. God created us perfect, but yet we have fallen. We do what is evil. We do things that harm our fellow humans. And we need to habituate our lives to what is good so that we become more what God created us to be in the first place, so that we love the things that God wants us to love, so that we love the people that God wants us, all the people that are on the earth, so that we habituate our passions to what is good.
We're talking to Dan Burfein, who's the only three-time winner of the Edward Everett Prize in Oratory, and you can see why in Hillsdale's history. We'll ask him about that when we come back. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back with Dan Burfein. Dan, first, tell us if you would, what is the Edward Everett Prize in Oratory at Hillsdale College?
Well, the Edward Everett Prize in Oratory is a competition that encourages students to develop their skills in rhetoric and to expand their minds and to really take the ideas that they're learning in the classroom and then put them into a speech that's 10 minutes long, compete with one another for a prize. And it's a great opportunity for students, faculty, and staff to think about a particular topic.
In 2005, you won for the first time. The topic was Hillsdale College and the American Republic. 2007, second time, A House Divided, Are America's Founding Principles Relevant? And your senior year, 2008, I think that's the year that I met you, being a judge, The Limits of Tolerance in an Age of Diversity. If you would, Dan Burfein, spend a minute and tell us, A House Divided, Are America's Founding Principles Relevant?
Yes. This is one that I think relates very closely to what Hillsdale's history and mission is. I looked at that and I saw a house divided. Well, it reminded me of Abraham Lincoln's speech on a house divided. And of course, he was referring to a division at his time during the Civil War between those who said that all men are not created equal, that the Declaration of Independence is not relevant today, and those who said that no, men are created equal and we should rid this country of slavery. And I set that up as a parallel to today, where progressivism in the early 1900s had people like Woodrow Wilson and John Dewey saying that, well, the American founding, the Constitution, those principles are Newtonian and fixed and rigid. They don't allow for what they called historic relativity. And I criticized that, saying, no, these principles, if they were true for men 300 years ago, if they're true for men 1,000 years ago, they are still true for us today. Because we are all men created in God's image, created who have fallen, who have a propensity to do what is evil, and who need to be limited. No man, whether they are in government or whether they are a street sweeper or whatever position that they find themselves in, we all have a propensity to do what is evil. And government has a special propensity because they have the power to control. And so we needed to have a constitution to limit their power and have the people be able to vote them out of office, have a legislature that can create laws, and then also a judiciary and executive branch that check one another. The system of checks and balances was created because of man's sinful nature, and is still relevant today. So I said in this speech then that we need to pay attention to our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, but also pointed out that individual people, in whatever vocation that they find themselves in, need to live with virtue. And I spelled out those virtues specifically, looking at the seven virtues, both in classical thought and in Christian thought: prudence, justice, temperance, courage, faith, hope, and love. And pointed out that the just citizen needs to both give fair wages or work hard to deserve fair wages. The prudent citizen needs to use their resources wisely. The courageous citizen needs to fight for their country, to do what is right, no matter what the consequences might be. The temperate citizen needs to use things like alcohol or money or whatever that they are given wisely at the right time. And the faithful citizen needs to trust that God is the source of all good, not the government. The hopeful citizen looks forward to an eternal kingdom where they will be with God forever, but then also on this earth, hopes that they can create a system like our founders did that can provide for more freedom for other people, and so that people can practice these virtues. And then, of course, the most important one is love. And one of the things I pointed out, and this, I think, is the most important one, the crowning one. One of the things I pointed out in one of my later speeches, the one I did my senior year, is that tolerance is actually opposed to this, because tolerance is just a forbearance, just an enduring of someone else. Whereas love says that I will go out of my way to love my neighbor, to see that he is created in the image of God, and that I can give, even go to the point of giving my life up for him, not just to forbear his ideas, but to actually go to the extent that I would even die for him as Christ died for me.
You're 24 years old. Every time I've been around you, I've been struck by your knowledge, your ability to communicate, express your thoughts. If there's a listener tonight that said, I'd love to get better at communicating, Dan Burfein, how do they do it?
Well, one of the things that really helped me was when I was in high school, I started in competitive public speaking. And it was difficult at first, but I was challenged to do so. And I learned a lot from those around me. And I was challenged by my teachers to do that. And of course, another big part of that is reading. You need to read the greatest thinkers of our Western heritage, which is something that we do at Hillsdale, something that we are challenged to look at. And then it was when I was at Hillsdale, I was actually challenged to think about first principles and to look at that reading, because ultimately, a person can communicate well, but that's not the most important thing. It's more about the content that you communicate. And so not only should you be able to express ideas, but to express good ideas. So I encourage people to think about these first things. Who is God? What is man's relationship to God? What is man? What is man's relationship to other men in society? And then what is government?
Let's talk about Hillsdale College. Formed in 1844, so it's 166 years old, only 12 presidents. And Dr. Larry Arn has been the president there since 2000. In those 166 years, Dan Burfein, not $1 from the federal, state, or local agency. Why is that important? Why continue that?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One of the most important back in the 1950s, when education first funding first began, was to say that those institutions that are training the future leaders of our country should not be controlled and regulated by the institutions that they are supposed to be governing. And so they have to be independent of it. They have to be able to critique it. But they can't do that if they're receiving all of this money. And then there's also the constitutional problem, which is one of the reasons, and that first reason I mentioned is one of the reasons why the constitutional issue is there, is that the Constitution has no provision for schools of education to receive funding. The founders of our country, or some of the later legislatures, I should say, considered the idea of a national university. But when they looked back to the Constitution, they said, no, this is not constitutional. This is not something we should be doing. And so Hillsdale has continued to follow that and say, we want to train the future leaders of our country. And to do that, we can't take federal funding, just as our founders originally set this country up.
The average Big Ten university last year had a 10% increase in tuition. Hillsdale has averaged 2.5% increase over each of the last 10 years. How do they do that?
Well, I think that's one of the beauties of not taking federal funding, is that the college relies entirely upon private support and must and can't wait or expect more money from the taxpayer. There's not an endless stream of money coming. They have to be responsible with the money that they have. And so the college, in fact, if you look at for this year, the college had no increase in tuition or fees. The college kept them exactly the same. Whereas other colleges, in some cases, raised it more than the rate of inflation. And Hillsdale could have justifiably said, well, we just need to keep up with inflation. But the college didn't, because they said, we need to make sure that our parents and students who are probably suffering because of the economy don't have an additional financial burden. And so we said instead, look, we need to make sure that they can still attend the college.
We're talking to Dan Burfein, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Dan Burfein, 24 years old, a phenomenal young man. Dan, a few months ago, I was back at Hillsdale as a judge again, and there was a father and the son wanted to go into physics. And they were from Southern California. It was snowing, raining, sleeting, you know, and he had shorts on and everything. And we had lunch together, 10 of us or so. And I said, Dan, why should Charlie come to Hillsdale for physics from Southern California?
Yeah.
Remember your answer?
Yeah, I said that he needed to become more fully human. And that there are certain ideas that he needed to study, certain first principles that he can find at Hillsdale, where students study the greatest thinkers of our Western heritage. They start in their first semester with Hammurabi's Law Code in the Book of Genesis and go through Aristotle, Plato, Cicero, Augustine, Calvin, Luther, all the way to Galileo and many others in between. And at the same time, they're all together studying Dante and Virgil and Homer in their class Rhetoric and the Great Books. And then their second semester, they're reading the American Founders and Puritans, other American thinkers and presidents all the way to the present day. And at the same time, in Rhetoric and the Great Books too, studying Tolstoy and Dostoevsky and Shakespeare. And then they're all required to study the U.S. Constitution in the third or fourth semester. But all of those classes build on each other and take you through our Western and American heritage, showing you our Greco-Roman Judeo-Christian civilization. And to say there are certain ideas about what it means to live, what it means to be human, to be created in the image of God, that need to govern your life.
Tell us, if you will, Dan Burfein, about the students at Hillsdale College.
the students at Hillsdale, I think we come in as 18-year-olds who think we know a lot, and I know that was true for myself. And we are challenged by these very difficult classes. I know for myself, when I compared it to a lot of my other friends, they found that what I was doing was it was very challenging, very difficult. And but we're shown there's a lot we have to learn about what it means to live, what it means to love others, what it means to serve them. And I'd say that a lot of students, their lives are transformed by this type of education because they have to ask these questions. Many of them become very serious about their Christian faith, gain this depth of understanding, this grounding. They understand why our American Republic was founded the way that it was, why we have the country and the freedoms that we have, and how those are valuable things. Those are things that we need to retain and we need to continue and pass on to future generations. We consider it a responsibility.
Every student, I believe, signs a one-page Hillsdale College Honor Code. Tell us about the Honor Code.
The Honor Code was something that was started within the last 4 or 5 years, but it's something that I think really clarifies what Hillsdale has been about for the last 160 years, where students understand that they, as Hillsdale College students, are supposed to be dutiful in study and service, honest in word and deed, and that through this education, they are to rise to self-government. They say that, look, education is not about you just having fun and going out and getting a degree to get a job. It's not just a piece of paper that gets you into your first interview. An education is something that looks long-term and says that life is about more than just making money. That life is about loving and serving your neighbor, loving and serving those that God has put in your church, your family, and your local community, and in living out the vocations where God has placed you, whatever that may be, whether you are in business, whether you are in a church, whatever your position is, that you are to love God above all things and love your neighbor.
There's also the Delta Sigma Phi preamble, a one-page document, if you would, please.
That is, again, along the same lines as our honor code, in pointing out that, and this is a document that comes from one of our fraternities, and many people think, well, the fraternity system is really just about drinking and so on, but we value the commitments that students make to these things, and that they, as men in this fraternity, and it's true throughout our other fraternities, make a commitment to be a certain type of person. And that really lines up with what the mission of the college is that this is not just here for you, again, to just get a degree that gets you a job, but this is for you to develop a certain character, an ethos.
Every month, Hillsdale College sends out 1.6 million copies of Imprimis.
Yes.
What's Imprimis?
Imprimis, and actually we're up to 1.8 million now. We've had many thousands of people who've contacted the college since September requesting to be added to this, to the mailing list for this publication. It's a few-page speech digest that takes one of the speeches that we have on campus or one of our off-campus events and puts it into this document and examines ideas from politics, history, literature, those first principle ideas. In fact, imprimis, the word imprimis, means in the first place. And I think that really, it says a lot about what the college is doing for its students, and then also what it's saying to the rest of the country about first principles. That these first principle ideas about who is God, who is man, what is man's relationship to God and to other men, are the fundamental questions that then give rise to the other questions of civilization.
It's also free.
Yes, it is free.
If a listener wants to learn about Imprimis or more about Hillsdale College, where does he or she go?
I encourage you to go to hillsdale.edu online. There is a button at the bottom of our website that says Imprimis, and select that, and I encourage you to, there will be a form there where you can add your name and address to our publication.
You're one special 24-year-old young man. You could get a job anywhere, Dan. Why have you stayed at Hillsdale?
Well, I see this position as an incredible opportunity to tell others about the education that I received, that the education that they can receive if they attend Hillsdale. And even if they have not, or they cannot, the ideas that Hillsdale puts out in Imprimis are things that we all can continue to learn from. That by going to our Kirby Center website, which is our new center in Washington, we're putting out lots of materials for the whole country on the Constitution. We have about 6 hours of lectures on the Constitution through this Constitution Town Hall that we recently put on. And the college has incredible opportunities, and it is a pleasure to be able to serve that institution and to advance these ideas of liberty, which I think are many people don't even know about, don't even understand, and I certainly didn't know or understand before I went to Hillsdale. And I can give back to the institution that has transformed my life.
Your faith permeates your life. Talk to us about the role faith plays in your life.
Faith answers the central questions of why I live. Without God, this life would be pointless. But the fact that God has given me life, that He sustains me, and that He has given me Jesus Christ as the Savior for my sins, when I am discouraged, when life doesn't seem to go the way I would like it to go, I can look to Christ, and I can see that He is the one who has given me life and gives me the hope of eternal life. And God has given me so many gifts already. And that points me back to those things and ultimately to what He's giving me in Christ in eternal life.
God has really blessed you, Dan Burfing.
Yes.
Many gifts, many blessings. Maybe the biggest, or one of the biggest, is your wife, your partner. When we come back, we'll talk to you about Rosalie. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with Dan Burfing, who's an Institutional Advancement Associate at Hillsdale College. Dan, tell us about Rosalie and her journey.
My wife, Rosalie, came from the Netherlands with her family. They immigrated when she was 3 years old. She had three siblings and just her mother and father. And they came to Chicago and found housing there and found some work, but lived in the inner city, not the greatest situation. And then her father passed away when she was 9 years old. And her mother was only had a didn't even have a job at the time, had to find a secretarial position, and at the same time was trying to homeschool her four children. Incredibly difficult situation. And she and her other siblings learned to be independent, to work hard. And she eventually heard about Hillsdale, and she didn't realize it at the time, but now when she looks back on it, says, boy, my views were so different. Being influenced by the inner city multiculturalism, diversity, a liberal culture, but then found Hillsdale through some friends, some people who received Imprimis, and then they started getting Imprimis, and she decided she'd go there. And she and her brother both then attended, and both of them became Christians while they were at Hillsdale because of the influence of other friends and professors, and really fit very well and encouraged the type of entrepreneurial, independent spirit that she had and her brother had as well. Right now, her brother is serving with the girl that he met at Hillsdale in India, teaching. And we'll eventually come back to the U.S. But she was one, because of that experience that she had, and then because of what she learned at Hillsdale about what love was, taught me a great deal and challenged me a great deal. Then when we got married, and I can't imagine. That's obviously one of the greatest gifts that God has given me in my life, that God would give her to me.
You're 24. You're very bright. You're extremely well-spoken. There's a softness about you, Dan Perfein. There's a classiness about you, a humility about you. If there's a young person listening that says, how do I become like that? Dan, what do you tell him or her?
Well, thank you, Jack. There's a lot I still have to learn, too. And all of life is a learning experience. I think humility is one of the greatest things that you can start with. But that humility should lead you to study some of the greatest thinkers of our Western civilization, to study under professors like those at Hillsdale. I encourage them to go to our website to see the types of books that we read, things like Homer and Virgil and Dante, the Bible, Aristotle, Plato, Cicero, Augustine, Aquinas. I encourage them to read some of these greatest thinkers and to humbly take from them these greatest questions. And, of course, the most important thing, which is the most important thing in my life, is Jesus Christ. I encourage them to go to church, to hear God's word, to hear both his law convicting them of their sin and the gospel telling them of Christ's death on the cross for the forgiveness of their sins, and to receive Christ in his body and blood, to be baptized, to participate in the life of the church, and to receive God's forgiveness.
Dan Perfein, what are your goals? What are your dreams?
My goals, ultimately, I want to become more and more conformed to Christ. I want to know him. That's the ultimate. But in between there, one of the goals and one of the things that I will do to, in my vocation, I believe that God has called me to, is to go into the ministry, to serve him there, and for him to become conformed to Christ there, and to serve his people, to proclaim his word in that vocation. So I plan to go to seminary after my time at Hillsdale is done, and then, Lord willing, to go on to serve at a congregation in a parish.
What two or three people do you most admire, Dan Perfein?
Well, I admire St. Paul for his devotion to our Lord all the way to the point of death, to his proclamation of the gospel, to his, and God used him in an incredible way. He had the humility to see that he was wrong and to turn when Christ revealed himself to him. And God, the Holy Spirit, transformed his life. So I admire him. And I also admire Ronald Reagan for his ability to lead our country, to be committed to faith as well, but also to communicate good ideas clearly and to communicate them well, which I think is extremely important. We have people today who can communicate very well, but don't have the right ideas because they haven't had the type of education that we have at Hillsdale. They haven't been exposed to many of those ideas. But someone like Ronald Reagan had that, and he actually even spoke on our campus. And he was committed to the preservation of freedom.
Dr. Arne, Larry Arne, is the 12th president, current president. You spent a lot of time with him. What has he taught you?
Dr. Arne has taught me so many things. And I think he is an incredible role model for all of those at Hillsdale. He has an ability to study the greatest things. Aristotle and Churchill are some of his, some of the most important thinkers for him. And then to communicate those complex ideas to anyone and everyone, whether they be a student, whether they be an older person, whether they be someone in business, it doesn't matter who it is. Dr. Arne is able to communicate that, those ideas to them, and to remain committed to the preservation of freedom. He exhibits the virtues that I talked about: prudence and justice and temperance and courage, faith, hope, and love. And then for him to understand that his faith is integral to the rest of these ideas, and to understand that those questions form and shape how we look at politics and how we look at our lives as a whole. He really challenges you to live well, to build, to have a certain character and ethos.
Last question, Dan Burfein. What advice would you give to our young listeners this evening?
I would advise them, again, to look in. Well, practical advice would be to subscribe to Imprimis. Read these ideas. Expand their understanding of politics, history, and literature, and see that there are fundamental first principle questions that need to be answered. But of course, most importantly, I encourage them to go to church, hear God's word, receive his forgiveness. Those are some of the greatest advice that I can give. And if you're a young person who can still apply to Hillsdale, I encourage you to do so. Wherever you are, I encourage you to look into this possibility. It's a transforming education where you get to study with some of the greatest professors. You get to study some of the greatest ideas, and it will challenge you. It will be difficult for you, but I encourage you to do that.
Dan Burfein, everybody you meet walks away a little bit better because of you. And if for no other reason, that you give them a little more hope about the future. So keep doing your best.
Thank you, Jack.
Our guest next Sunday, Mother's Day, will be a living saint, Ellis Burns. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.